It's such a reward to be together. And Jamie and Abby are just, as you know, and many of you are the same, just so faithful to devoting themselves to the fellowship of the saints. And we had such a blessed house church meeting led by Doc Coons this last Wednesday. So sweet to be together. And we've done this in the past, but we want to continue to commend these midweek meetings to you, recommend them to you. Why in the world would we do another meeting? I mean, we already have to get together on Sunday. Why another meeting? And so I just said, why do you guys do house church? And I just asked them to share for a few minutes from their heart.
So yeah, why do we gather together as saints? Why do we do this fellowship today, let alone other times? Well, because hopefully all of us want a relationship with God. We want a relationship with our Heavenly Father. We want a relationship with those who are also in a relationship with him, and we want to care about the things that he cares about. And he says to not give up meeting together with other saints. And I don't know, a lot of you probably are in a relationship that you have chosen to be in, yay marriage, but even those of you who aren't in marriage have friends. Even those of you who don't have friends, I'm sorry, but you have coworkers. You have people around you that you've chosen to be with for some reason or another. And how do you build those relationships? You spend time. Yeah. And so I was telling my wonderful wife that this almost feels like a family reunion on Sundays. I love it. It's amazing. You never get to see everybody. even if you have a really small family. My family was minuscule compared to my wonderful wife's family, for those of you who know the Humigs. But I still never got to see all the people who showed up at my family reunions. And the midweek house church, or just house church in general, feels so much more like a family dinner, where you do get to see people, where you do get to have those conversations, where you do get to spend time together and really build those relationships with your brothers and sisters in Christ. So that's, I want to build my relationship with my Heavenly Father. I want to spend time with each of you. I can't do it here. I'm sorry. I say hello to everyone I can, but it just, there's a lot of stuff going on. So I really get the privilege of being able to spend time with people with house church, and I really look forward to that, because I do love each and every one of you. You're all my brothers in Christ, my sisters in Christ. It's amazing. Yeah. So that's basically what I told my wife, and she said that was good. So I'm going to hand off the mic to her for anything she wants to add.
I was just going to say, in November and December, we, just because of just a bunch of random little sicknesses and a death in his family and just a lot of stuff, we missed home group for like 2 months. And right in there, miserable. We also missed church for like 3 weeks in a row. Yeah. And so I was just telling him, like, I just feel so dry. I feel so just missing community. Yeah. And which is funny, because we finally were able to go back this month. And this past week, I was really grumpy about going. I didn't want to go. And then we went, and just Lizzie called me out, and I didn't want to talk, but I did, and it was just it just really blessed me and blessed Jamie. And mm-hmm. We were on a date yesterday. We were talking about just how much house church blesses us, just the community in it. Mm-hmm. And then like 20 minutes later, John texted us and asked if we could talk, and I was like, well, I guess that was a conversation of the Lord. So anyway, yeah, just the community, just the blessing of that.
Seven years of building relationship with this woman. Actually, closer to eight, nine with dating included. So, but marriage is seven. So, yeah.
Let's just pray. Extend a hand if you would. Let's just pray. Lord, bless the Smoots. Thank you for 7 years of completion. Thank you for their anniversary, for their marriage. He said, yay, marriage. And we're asking, God, that you would continue to rejoice over this marriage and make it fruitful, God. I thank you for Jamie and Abby's heart for the church. So would you just unpack that? And we're asking for this next 7 years to be more than a double portion of kingdom impact than the first 7 years even has been. As good as it's been, more than a double portion for them. Bless their family, bless their children, and bless the church through them, we ask. In the name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. That's so cool. I didn't know that.